Good afternoon.
Thank you. And move the mic closer, much closer.
Good afternoon.
Move it all the way up and keep it pointed up and keep it close.
Good afternoon.
Because there's more volume, we're not getting any volume.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
There we go.
Good. Thank you. Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's like a teacher. Good afternoon. Let me try it again. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. I can give the energy back to you guys. We all do a lot. Ground rules for communication. Please wait till you are addressed. Please keep the mission statement in your heart and in your mind. And please make sure that you are representing for the community and things in order. Thank you. And Mr. Secretary,
I'll begin with the excused absence request, which have been received from Nancy Kazar, Jim Lafferty, Tapasha Luchembe, Brenda Medina, and Steve Pride. And for the role, Chuck Anderson.
Wait. I got an email from Tapasha this morning. He doesn't seem to know how to use the LSE listserv. So, anyways, he asked for an excused absence, medical emergency. I don't know what it is. So
that's been recorded right now.
Tapasha?
You just said
oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Chuck Anderson.
Vicente.
Ankine Antaram. Rodrigo Argueta. Fred Blair.
Here.
Lydia Berthon.
Here.
Steve Brooks.
Here.
Chris Condon. John Crumshaw.
Present.
Ariana Gladney. Tej Graywald.
Presenting.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Fred Klunder.
Present.
Dutch Merrick.
Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
John Parker.
Present.
Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Ron Spriestersbach.
Present.
John Wenger. Lamont Yakey. Fourteen present, Madam Chair, and the timestamp for the audio recording is 1:29:29.
Thank you.
Did you call Brenda Medina?
I apologize. She requested an excused absence. If I omitted her, I apologize.
Would you please go one more time over those who requested an excused absence?
Well, we'll have to vote on it anyway.
I am just asking.
Go ahead.
The excused absence requests I've received are from Nancy Kazar, Jim Lafferty, Tapasha Luchembe, Brenda Medina, and Steve Pride. Are there any other requests that anyone is aware of at this time?
Yeah, there's one from Antoine.
Thank you.
Thank you. Madam? So, we'll vote on the excused absence request.
Madam Chair, I believe there's some unexcused absence, and I'd like us to vote on those first.
That's it. All right, we are doing that. Any
motion? There's no vote in this point of order. You vote to excuse any absences that are requested as excused absence. Anything else is not excused.
Judge?
I'd like to make a motion to excuse those that have requested excused absence for this meeting.
Is there any objection? Is there any objection? Are you? No. There's no objection? Okay. Salute. There's no objection.
Yes, but we have to deal with the request for excused absences for the last meeting. Deal with request for excused absences for the last meeting.
Madam Chair? Yes. My understanding is for the ad hoc committee of the chair, you list the people present, and that's it. Nothing else. And the only business that can be transacted is scheduling a new meeting. And those minutes will be up for approval at the next LSB meeting.
I'm making a motion to vote on those who... requested an excused absence for the previous meeting.
I'll second the motion.
The previous meeting number 4?
Yes, the one where we did not make 4.
Here. We need to recover those names. That was my name.
Point of order. Point of information.
Can you speak louder?
How can we vote on who showed up or didn't to a meeting that didn't happen?
Role was taken to establish it.
But not formally. I mean, that's...
Madam Chair, my understanding is that there was a scheduled meeting.
Yes.
Some people requested excused absences. Other people didn't. Whether the meeting took place or not, this board needs to approve those requests for excused absences.
I also have some... text message responses that came in at 7:30.
But I don't think they were for excused absences.
After the meeting time, 7:30?
Yes.
I don't think those count. Through the chair.
Correct.
Madam Chair, my understanding is a request for excused absence has to be before a meeting, generally 24 hours, but we've been very liberal on this board to accept notice. I know some are reason on the last 5 minutes before the meeting, so that seems that maybe that's our bar. We don't accept the request for excused absence after the meeting has begun.
Correct. So,
Can we get this mic to work on this side, please? Be very helpful to do that. I'd like to.
I don't color
code. Green.
It's green.
Okay.
They're all in the same position.
Would that turn his up a little?
Then he just put it into another
dial.
Another channel with another controller.
Go ahead. Try to talk, John.
Okay. So.
John, I was in the middle of speaking first. I just wanted. I have not called any yet.
Once we get a chance, we'll do a mic test, John.
Are you doing the mic? Because I was going to say something. On August 20th, I received a text message at 7:21 p.m. from...
I had a point of order, and I was unable to give my point because you couldn't hear me, and I believe that would take precedence over...
The chair is speaking?
Correct, because I was about to give the point of order to the mic, but it didn't work. The point of order is that we follow parliamentary procedure. We didn't have a quorum. There was no meeting. The only business that can be conducted is setting a meeting time for the next meeting, which we did. So that would be inappropriate at this point. And as far as the approval of excused absences, I would expect that if anyone were to make the claim about excused absences, they would cite the relevant section in the bylaws. Now, that is the parliamentary procedure. That meeting never occurred. It was scheduled, but did not occur for lack of a quorum, and we should proceed with this meeting rather than burning up time on a previous non-meeting. Thank you.
Chair,
that is a point of
Thank you. I request it. I request the chair to acknowledge me before I speak. I'd like to. Seems like a decent procedure that we've agreed on in the past. The fellow member respectfully has cited an instance without citing a bylaw and then followed through by demanding we cite a bylaw about another process. It's hypocritical. It's ridiculous. The basic process of this board is to approve excused absences. The meeting, whether it occurred or not, certain people showed up, other people didn't show up. There were requests for excused absences. They need to be approved. That's part of our basic process we do in every single meeting.
Point of personal privilege, there was an attack on the character of a member, which is inappropriate for the member who would like to respectfully proceed. I would appreciate that.
There was no name called, so that was the reference was clear. That is in your mind, sir, so that means you were called on the conditional. Your name was not called. Especially because some people who have those key assessments were not in good faith and were endangering the condition. Was not, you know, body excuse and asking the thing that we also can deal with, you know, because that, you know, is, you know, the functions that we do as members of the board that are be and benefit the foundation. We cannot ask for two absences with, you know, the intention of affecting the function of the board. That's what we also have to deal with.
I agree. We did not make this motion at that meeting precisely because we couldn't take a vote beyond setting the next meeting. So we haven't violated anything from Robert's rules. We are at this meeting. We do have a quorum, and the conduct of the foundation, which specifies the proper noticing of meetings, which happens. And work of the foundation, which every member, whether you're a PMD member or an LSD member, is elected to conduct themselves in a manner that supports the foundation and to respect their fiduciary duties. And so we would be remiss if we did not take a vote. Now, can the secretary please tell us who the excuse absence request came from? At the last meeting. Thank you. There's a motion on the floor.
Thank you. Can I also quickly just say there are two names that I got requests from over my telephone within 8 minutes of each other, both after the hour. One was at 7:20 from Steve Brooks, and one was at 7:28 p.m. from Lamont Easy.
But were those for excused or
One was at 7:20, I have a conflict. And Lamont, I don't understand, DCEASP0. I don't know, I'm not sure.
So regardless, they understand the word excuse request for excused absence, right?
Lamont said I requested an excused absence.
And at meeting schedule?
At 7:28, you sent that?
7 o'clock meeting.
And Steve Brooks sent his at 7:20 and just said I have a conflict, please excuse my absence.
Madam Chair, I have a record of Steve Brooks. I don't know when I got it, but it's included. I mean, I may have gotten it, but I don't know what time he sent it. I don't know if you and I looked at it.
Well, I have it in text now. I'm looking at text message on my phone.
Okay,
I'm just saying.
I may have gotten it in time, so
okay.
It's hard to tell. If he sent more than one request out, it's possible I got mine before.
Okay, I'll have to check it.
Just as a matter of completeness.
What time was the meeting? 7?
7, sure.
Okay.
Two things quickly. I think what is germane here is when the meeting was announced for, and I believe it was announced for 7. Secondly, I would ask whether certain members were present at Subway at the time of the meeting. I think the answer is yes. I think that just makes this discussion extra ludicrous. The existence of a requirement for excused absence in the bylaws, I would imagine, is to ensure, as Lydia said, that the business of the foundation goes forward. we could not, once again, for what she said, we could not vote on excusing or not excusing at the meeting. But that doesn't obviate the importance of making sure that people show up and have respect for our deliberations. I think we want to move to a vote right now, and I urge that we just move forward.
We're going to hear first of the name, and then we'll go.
I
understand, and he's the secretary of the staff.
Well, whenever you want me to be those things, just let me know. Okay, these are the excused absence requests that I have for the previous meeting. I can't confirm whether I got these, you know, before the meeting started, or I got some of them while the meeting was started and added to my list. I can't tell from this. But the names are Ankine Antrim, Fred Blair, Steve Brooks, John Crumshaw, Ariana Gladney, Nancy Kazar, Chapasha Luchembe, Dutch Merrick, Steve Pride, John Wenger, and Lamont Yakey.
Would you repeat them again?
Oh, I'm sorry.
A little slower, please.
Sorry. Ankine Antrim, Fred Blair, Steve Brooks, John Crumshaw, Ariana Gladney, Nancy Kazar, Chapasha Luchembe, Dutch Merrick, Steve Pride, John Wenger, Lamont Yakey, and if the chair received notices that I didn't, then, you know, my list may not be complete because we did not vote on excused absence request at that meeting.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what was the last? Who did not?
The two that Dennis
didn't
on his list.
One, I didn't have Lamont, so I did have Steve Brooks prior on my own list.
Talk about wasting time and getting nothing done. This is fairly ridiculous, but basically the argument that Mr. Clunder just made about deliberating the business of education failed to have any merit in the last meeting, which was the budget meeting for which we had no budget. And we were not given a budget before the meeting. I don't deliberate and vote on a budget without seeing it at least for some time before a meeting. I'm not finished. Last night, at least, I got a budget, and we could look at it and inform ourselves. The rest of the people here haven't apparently seen this budget until about 20 minutes ago. This is not the way to deliberate on a budget. No, excuse me, if you want to lay out, if it's point of order, if you want to lay out time for everybody, let us know and we will all accommodate.
Okay,
what is the time limit?
Keep talking and engaging in a debate, and I would like to say if you have this issue, you are raising that you are wasting time right now. You should have been here to make the point. Excuse me.
I'm not interested in your opinion about what I can say.
I'm not giving an opinion, I'm giving a fact. Can you please stop? Excuse me. The fact is if you have this issue, you should have been here to make the forum and make that issue present.
That
the fact that you're not
your
here then.
That is not my opinion.
Out of order.
Okay. Sorry.
Yes. I spoke with a few people who decided to, I was going to say very calm, that decided not to show up for that meeting. They specifically articulated to me that the reason they didn't show up was to break the quorum and to make sure that we didn't vote on the budget. Now, the fact is that, you know, we were just given information and we were going to peruse the information that was going to be presented by IGN. But some people yet decided to say, and they're saying it today, that the reason why they didn't show up was because, you know, they didn't want to take a look at the budget. Now, the other reason also is because they weren't enjoying Subway sandwiches off the box while the meeting was trying to make one.
Point of personal privilege. Point of personal privilege.
I did not mention any names.
Point of personal privilege.
I just want to also...
I just want to also point out
that the budget wasn't the only thing on the agenda. The Pacifica National Board has passed the bylaws amendment to have a second cycle of bylaws amendment. And because we did not vote, we could not be the third station to pass that amendment. Therefore, that bylaws amendment fails in the foundation due to negligence on the part of members of this board not to make quorum. And that had nothing to do with the budget. And that was the responsibility of the directors. Three of the four directors were present to fulfill their responsibilities as directors. Thank you.
Point of personal privilege.
Can we say one thing with your motive? Go ahead.
Mr. Reyes attributed motive as to why some people didn't show up. I will be proud to say, as I have said before, I am proud that I would not show up to vote on a budget which I had not seen before the meeting.
Express your point. Thank you. Moving forward, I hear that the question has been called.
This is a debatable issue.
Can you wait? Please be called on.
Yes, I would like
to.
Excuse me,
you are out of order. I have addressed Dean Brooks.
Chair, look this direction.
Excuse me, I looked in a direction. When I gave the
chair, I call the question, please.
Chair,
call the
question.
I know. As a point of business, this body needs to be appointed to go forward. Cannot proceed indefinitely. I call the question.
I have a question about this.
The question?
The question is, what is
the line? The debate is ongoing right now.
What is the precedent for this?
This is an ongoing debate, but the question has been called.
I'm asking a question. I want to know what the precedent is. Has this ever occurred before where a vote was taken after a meeting that didn't make quorum? Is this the first time that this has occurred? Or
do you have a historian present?
The question has been called. Excuse me, point of order. This is a debatable issue. I have asked to be recognized. Until I called out, you are only looking to your right. I would appreciate recognition by the
recognition
chair.
Is by name, sir.
Correct, but you would have to...
I called Mr. Brooks, correct. And you began to speak. Thank you.
You called him after you looked this way. After I called your attention, you had ignored...
Let me repeat my ground rules of communication, Mr. Crenshaw. When I call on you, it is by name, so please keep the order.
I would appreciate your calling.
I can look in any direction, and I can announce the name. Thank you.
I would appreciate your calling.
I call a question, Madam Chair.
Okay, the question has been called.
Let the body...
Is there a vote to end debate?
Yes. Objection.
Is there any objection to any debate?
Objection. And I may state my objection. The objection is a debatable issue. And members of this body who, I count 10 people who requested an excused absence, significant number, I would represent. And first of all, in parliamentary procedure, it's very clear that we don't make personal attacks against people or talk about their motivation. We don't know why 10 people were not here, but 10 people were not. It's a substantial majority. So if that is the case, instead of spending time debating this past issue, let's deal with the current issue at hand, and let's acknowledge the right of the body.
Thank you, Mr. Crenshaw. I would like to clarify, there were no names given when the word motivated was there. There were names given, and there were words of an attack on who the speaker was, but there were no names given when there was a motivation that was addressed. I would like to clarify that. Okay, so to end debate, we'll take a vote.
Point of information.
Ms. Compton?
To whom was the motivation attributed? You can't have motivation.
I will not draw any. It is
now
by
it being directed at the people.
I will perhaps perception that's out of order.
Well, you can't say there was motivation, but no person has.
That's out of order. That's not sure enough for this debate right now. So we are going to take a vote. to call the question. If you are in favor of excusing the absences, if you are in favor of calling the question, please raise your hand.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
9, yes. And are you voting? Huh? I think I'm on the. Yes. Is it a no's? Are you going to ask for the no's? 10 to 4. 10 to 4,
calling the question.
And then. Oh, my God. If you are opposed to calling the question, please raise your hand. Okay. 1.
Abstention?
One no and abstention? Four abstentions?
Can I ask that the date of one of our members who just came in that you read what we're voting on?
That member asked.
No. Oh, he doesn't want to know what we're voting on?
Okay, you need to make it out of order. The maker of the motion, please read the motion.
It was just simply a motion to consider and vote on the excused absence request from the previous meeting, the September meeting.
Point of order.
There was no meeting.
We are voting on that right now.
And that we should vote on whether to excuse those absences or not.
If you're in favor of excusing those absences,
we have a
vote.
Point of order.
Kaufman?
Point of order. The only vote that was taken was taken today.
What are we doing?
Is there any objection to excusing Anthony Anton's request for an excused absence during the August local station board meeting?
There's no objection.
We have a very general agenda here.
Yeah, we do. Fred Blair.
Is there any objection to excusing Fred Blair's absence from the August meeting? 1, 2, 3.
We have to have a vote. Now we have to yes or no vote. If you ask for an objection, there's an objection, then you proceed with a regular vote.
Yeah.
So now you have to vote for the yes and no.
Is there any objection?
Yeah.
So now you have a vote.
Is there objection? I'm sorry. Can you raise your hand again if there's an objection?
You only need one objection.
Point of order. I would like a roll call vote. Thank you.
Okay.
Objection has been noted, I trust.
Okay. So roll call vote?
The fact that we're having a vote, yes. Okay, I'll note it. Sure.
Okay, so all in favor of refusing the action for President
Roll call vote.
Okay, this is a vote to accept the excused absence request for Fred Blair made in regards to the previous notice and scheduled LSB meeting. Chuck Anderson.
So are you excusing or are you not?
So vote yes or no.
No excuse.
It's a roll call. He's calling the roll.
Okay.
No.
Thank you. Okay. Rodrigo Argueta.
No.
Fred Blair.
Abstain.
Lydia Persaud.
No.
Steve Brooks.
Abstain.
Chris Condon.
Abstain.
John Crumshaw.
Abstain.
Ted, I'll come back. Kim Kaufman.
Abstain.
Fred Klunder.
Nay.
Dutch Merrick.
No.
Michael Novick.
No.
John Parker.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Ron Spriestersbach.
No.
And is there anyone present who I did not call? All right, so... Madam Chair, the yeses are zero, the nines are nine, the abstentions are five.
At the table, even.
So, what is the next name?
Oh, you just got here. Okay, I'll mention. I'm making note of it.
Through the chair,
well, Madam Chair, you can answer this objection to the next. Okay, and I'll, okay, the next name after. I'm sorry. So the next name is Steve Brooks. So you want to answer this objection?
I called the meeting.
Just as a question of process, I think it would help us determine whether we're going to vote up or down based on the time people have requested their excused absence. If they request the excused absence 10 minutes after the meeting schedule, that's going to change my decision whether they, if it was genuine or not, or if they requested it a day or a week before, it makes a big difference to me.
Madam Chair?
Right, this request came in at 7:20.
Point of personal privilege, Madam Chair. I came to this meeting at great personal sacrifice because I was told it was a special budget meeting. Why are we wasting time on this bullshit?
Can we please watch the language? It's what the body had voted for, so we can either move on quickly or there can continue speaking.
Well, I don't know what the... I'm sorry for attending late. Can someone explain what this is all about?
I have not called on you to speak.
What's this all about?
Excuse me.
Would you like it? Say. You don't like it? Hold it.
Okay. You know what?
You.
Okay. Okay, I'm the chair, and I'm the high school teacher. I do not allow my students... to come to my classroom, and I know this is not a classroom that we are all adults here. Okay, so I have, you know, I have high expectations here on how to communicate. Okay, please do not use the cuss words. Thank you. You can make your point without the cuss words, and I will listen. Is there any objection to excusing Lamont Eugene?
No.
I'm sorry, excuse me. I just saw Lamont walk in. Sorry. To Steve Brooks. There's an objection. We'll take a vote. If you are in favor of excusing Lamont Eugene's absence.
Steve Brooks.
I'm sorry. I just looked over again.
Okay, let's do it.
I'm sorry. I'm very tired right now. If you are in favor of excusing Steve Brooks' request for an excused absence, please raise your hand.
Point of order, I ask for a roll call vote for all of these.
Okay.
Mr. Secretary, please.
Chuck Anderson.
No.
Rodrigo Argueta.
No.
Fred Blair.
Abstain.
Lydia Persaud.
No.
Steve Brooks.
Abstain.
Chris Condon.
Abstain from playing with children.
John Crumshaw.
Abstain.
Kim Kaufman.
Abstain.
Fred Klunder.
Nay.
Dutch Merrick.
No.
Michael Novick?
No.
John Parker?
No.
Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Ron Spiestersbach?
No.
John Wenger not present?
Right.
Lamont Yakey?
Same.
Does anyone neglected to call?
Brenda Medina?
Not present. The yeses are 0, the noes are 9, and the abstentions are 6. So that's 0, 9, 6, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Next one, Mr. Secretary.
The next excused absence is John Crumshaw.
Is there any objection to
can we find out what time the request was made again? I'll request that for everybody.
I second that.
Well, I have to check my email.
Well, whether people were at Subway.
Mr. Crumshaw, when did you make your request?
Excuse me, members of the public, please.
Madam Chair. I think the germane issue is whether it was made before the announced time of initiation of the meeting. And I believe that was 7 p.m.
Madam Chair, are we skipping the vote on John Crumshaw and moving on? Is that correct?
Yes. Until we find the date to find the
agenda. All right, then the other. Okay, the next name that was requested excuse the absence was Ariana Gladden.
Is there any objection?
Question.
Mr. Mayor.
think before we're asked whether we object, in each instance, we need to know whether the request was made before the meeting time or after the meeting time across the board. So rather than asking if it was an objection, we know the person's name and whether it was before or after the time of the meeting. And then we can make a decision.
Okay, let's also, since this is, I don't know if this part was on the agenda, let's be a little bit patient with looking at the information. We have to, if we're requesting it, somebody's got to do the research.
And I would recommend that it's the will of the body that we rely on the honesty of each member. If a particular member in question is here, we can ask them directly, and if they have a clear recollection, we can go with their recollection and verify it later.
Okay. Is there any objection to excusing Ariana's request for the August?
No objection to her. Let's move on.
Are you objecting?
Yeah.
Okay, if there's an objection, by Ms. Kaufman.
Okay.
Roll call.
Roll call?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to call the game now.
Yeah, of course.
It's the time for budget meeting. So here we go. There's a request for a roll call.
We're long past time for this item.
Okay.
All right, so this is voting on to accept the absence request from Ariana Gladney from the previous meeting. Chuck Anderson.
Yes, excuse.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Abstain.
Lydia Berthon.
Yes.
Steve Brooks.
Abstain.
Chris Condon.
Abstain.
John Crumshaw.
Abstain.
Kim Kaufman.
Abstain.
Fred Klunder.
Yes.
Dutch Merrick.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
John Parker.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Ron Spriestersbach.
Yes.
John Wenger. Lamont Yakey.
Abstain.
The yeses are 9, the noes are 0, the abstentions are 6. Do you wish to vote, Madam Chair?
I vote yes.
So the final vote is 10-0-6. The next name is, Madam Chair, the next name is Nancy Kazar.
Nancy Kazar. Is there any objection to excusing her?
Yeah.
There is an objection.
I might be able to find her email. I think I might just scroll through my record.
Well, can we take a vote?
There's no objection.
Ms. Kaufman objected.
Whatever.
She said she wanted to say it
again.
Ms. Kaufman, you objected?
Of course.
Okay, we'll take a vote. If you are in favor of excusing Ms. Kaufman, Ms. Kazar's absence, please take a hand if you're in favor of excusing it.
Could
you
repeat that, please?
Just take the roll. Okay. If you are in favor, please raise your hand of excusing her absence.
Nancy
Kazar. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Roll call, please.
Excuse me, I did not hear you say roll call. I just heard an objection.
I said a roll call for all of
your
point of order. I said a roll call for all of them.
Oh, because that's when you said you wanted to play a game.
Okay.
Okay, so this is to, Madam Chair, this is to excuse the absence request made by Nancy Gazan prior to the notice of the scheduled meeting of August 20. Chuck Anderson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Abstain.
Lydia Berthon.
Yes.
Steve Brooks.
Abstain.
Chris Condon.
Abstain.
John Cruncho.
Abstain.
Kim Kaufman.
Abstain.
Fred Plunder.
Yes.
Dutch Merrick.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
John Parker.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Ron Spriestersbach.
Yes.
John Wenger.
Abstain.
Lamont Yakey.
Abstain.
The yeses are 9, the noes are 0, the abstentions are 7. Do you wish to vote, Madam Chair?
Abstain.
So you're abstaining?
I'm abstaining.
So the vote was 908. Next is Chipasha Lucenda.
Are there any objections? Okay, there's no objection.
Yes.
Are you objecting?
Do you have any amendment request?
Thank you. That needs to be part of
the
program.
Yeah.
Objection.
They're also considering the game.
I just for the record, I object to all these votes. So.
Okay. Well, you can take your turn to see when it's time for your name to call, Mr. Burke.
Well, I'm trying to answer. Well, a member made a request for information. I'm trying
and
to.
I answered that.
I'm satisfied with it, sir. Thank you.
Let's move on. Point of order.
So that means we're going ahead with the vote, is that correct?
Yeah.
Point of order. Isn't this a special meeting to discuss the budget?
No.
It's not? If it's not, if this is a special meeting to discuss the budget, then all of this other stuff is out of order because it's not in the scope of a budget.
We have not approved the agenda yet. We're still in the roll call. So we have not approved the agenda yet for Mr. Wenger.
I came because it was a special budget meeting.
I hear you, and as many people came here for that, but the name that is thrown out to play a game and to jeopardize the time, we are taking roll call votes on everything. The agenda has not been approved. We have not been able to move on.
Well, that might be the chair's fault.
Excuse me, please wait till you are called on, Mr. Merrick.
If I may, for the benefit of the members that have arrived in the ensuing hour, the process was to get a roll call, an approval of excused absences, which through processes of demanding roll call votes, et cetera, for each and every name, has lasted nearly an hour, and that's why we're still at that phase of our first 10-minute portion of the meeting, John. Once we get through this, we're all eager to get to the budget, certainly.
Once
okay, thank you for the clarification.
Thank you, Dr. President.
All right, so, Madam Chair, there was an objection to accepting Mr. Chembe.
Yes.
So we'll be receiving your vote. This is to accept the excuse last absence request of Mr. Lucembe for the previous noticed and scheduled meeting. Chuck Anderson.
No.
Rodrigo Argueta. Well, I was told not to look it up, so I don't know if that needs to be.
The chairman said that he gave his notice in time. She said that he actually gave his notice before the meeting.
I concur.
Chipasha gave his notice before the meeting happened in August. It was well noted.
Okay.
No.
Oh, wait a minute. He's allowed to change it. You can change your vote before the.
Okay.
Correct? Okay. Can I sit? So, Rodrigo Argueta, you were in.
Good.
Oh, thank you. Fred Blair.
Abstain.
Lydia Persson.
Yes.
Steve Brooks.
Abstain.
Chris Condon.
Abstain. Object to the entire process.
John Crumshaw.
Abstain.
Kim Kaufman.
Abstain.
Fred Plunder.
Excuse. Yes.
Thank you. Dutch Merrick.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
John Parker.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Ron Spriestersbach.
Yes.
John Wenger.
object to the whole process, abstain.
Lamont Yakey, abstain. The yeses are 9, the noes are 7, the abstentions are 7. Do you wish to vote, Madam Chair? All right, the final vote is 908. Dutch Merrick.
Is there any objection?
Should we go straight to vote, or is there information to look at?
Are we in alphabetical order?
No, going in, yes, we are.
Could we vote on?
We did Nancy Kazar.
Okay.
Point of information.
I did Kazar.
Okay.
When did Mr.
Merrick
speak
to? I've
had a chance to read before.
I have August 18th. I have 2 days ahead. I have 8/18.
Yeah, a couple days ahead. Thank you. Roll call
vote. Chuck Anderson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Abstain.
Lydia Berthon.
Yes.
Steve Brooks. Chris Condon.
Abstain.
John Crumshaw.
Abstain.
Kim Kaufman.
Abstain.
Fred Klunder.
Yep.
Dutch Merrick.
Yes, I approve my own house.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
John Parker.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
Forget about it.
Ron Spiesbach.
Yes.
John Wenger.
Abstain. Object to the process.
Lamont Yakey.
Abstain.
Very well, yes.
Okay. The yeses are 10, the noes are 0, the abstentions are 7, Madam Chair.
Passes. Excuse
me. Steve Pride.
Information, do we know when the request came in?
Madam Chair, point of information, please. Would it be possible to get some information on these excused absences? Are we just voting on a factional basis, or is there any actually legitimate issue here? Like, were people's requests for excused absences legitimate or not? I mean, is it the case that a person's request for an excused absence, the legitimacy of that request is based solely on the faction that they participate with?
You're getting some bravos during your question, and
I made a point of information, madam. I'm asking for information.
I understand that you're speaking.
You're not giving me the information I asked for.
There's no reason for this argument, Mr. Condon. Okay? I'm in the middle of speaking. Allow me to say what I'm going to say. Thank you. It is up to the body to decide. Right now, there is a discussion on the time that requests were sent. There was a discussion before you walked in here, which calls for the roll call vote. If you object, please state your objection in your vote. The discussion has ended.
I asked for information about each individual case, whether legitimate or not.
Excuse me, you gave guidelines within your request.
So you're refusing my request for information.
On the basis of you're giving guidelines, which I do not agree with.
It's because you don't know what you're just because you don't know anything about yourself.
Thank you. Please, Mr. Merritt.
If I may, as to the question of whether it's a factional vote, I can only speak in my own case. I had made a request at least 2 days in advance because I knew I was scheduled to work throughout the evening on the job that I'm on. So I made that request. And at this event, a fellow member objected and called for a roll call vote and then abstained. And everyone that sensed aligned with them abstained, despite the fact that I'm sitting right here and I was working. A lot of people abstain and they're all one faction. So perhaps there is factionalism. Maybe that's a good observation.
Mr. Secretary, may I change my vote with respect to this
please
member?
Please wait for your call down. Please make your phone to the sir, and wait, raise your hand to be called on. I'll just be
I'm requesting to change my vote.
Point of order, Jim. Once a vote has been cast, it will move on.
And
we've
moved on.
Yeah, we can change
it.
Thank you.
No,
that's
true. You can change
it.
Oh, no, you can't.
Whether
the vote has been called. I mean, the vote has been announced.
Which it has.
Oh, it has. Okay.
Thanks.
Can
we go to the, can we move on to the next one? And again, can we please take order? Please wait.
He's probably used to send notices. Steve Pride usually sends a notice. Is that the one where he had a medical thing? Or was that the month before?
Yeah.
Remember?
When
did he make it? He had a medical excuse one meeting this year. I can't remember his one. He made it far in advance, too.
Is there any objection to approving Steve Pride? Did he give an absence request? Or if there was no absence request?
No.
So this is not in the question.
No,
so
he, no, he did make a request. I have a record of this request.
Okay.
I can't find the email.
Okay,
there's
no
objection.
I don't think he did.
Well, I wouldn't have put... No, he would have... He's on my list, so that means I did receive one.
We deal with the credibility of the request.
Rodrigo?
Yes, but if we want to know,
So you need
information when we move on.
Yeah, I'm 90% sure it was before the meeting started. I mean, it's sometimes I do add them after. I'm pretty sure he was before.
As the bar that we requested is whether a request was before or after the actual meeting time, and the secretary is reasonably certain that this person requested before the meeting time, can we call the vote?
Point of order. I mean, point of information. Could the secretary release to the full board all of the emails that are being discussed?
I don't know if I have them. I don't say I have 50,000 emails.
Whoever is collecting them, we need to see them. Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's
here we go. I have it from Steve Price sent at 6:59 p.m. on August 20th. I have a conflict and cannot make tonight. 6:59.
That's relevant.
P.m. Requesting an excused absence. Sorry for the late notice. So it's your choice to excuse it or not. There's an email at 6:59 p.m.
So I was wrong. I apologize.
So if you are, is there any objection to excuse me? If there's no objection, we'll take a roll call vote.
I
have not called on you, Ms. Kaufman.
Well, I didn't get an answer.
Okay, so we are in procedure here.
Call the vote.
We need to maintain a procedure, please. Thank you.